reacting to free hydride nanoparticle on sulfate absorption. So, as you know, free hydride is a nanocrystalline pervasive in a different surface environment and soil, and it has high surface area and density of reactive surface site, and as a result, in aquatic environment, its sorbent properties can control so some environmental processes such as mobility of nutrients, trace elements, and contaminants, but at the same time, it's hard to find pure free hydride in environment because it can easily react with impurities like aluminium, silica, and as a result, so it can provide variable chemical composition and surface properties. So when it provides this variety of composition, its interaction with oxyanions, cations would be different. So as a result, our goal is to investigate the effect of aluminium substitution on the interaction energy of chloride and nitrate, and also absorption of sulfate onto free hydride. So the samples we have are synthesized free hydride. We synthesize based on the Schwartzman and Cornell method, and draw three samples: 0% aluminium free hydride, which is pure free hydride, 12% aluminium free hydride, and 24% aluminium free hydride we have. The solutions we use are 50 millimole sodium nitrate and 50 millimole sodium chloride, and our sulfate solution is 5 millimole sodium sulfate and 35 millimole sodium chloride. We did this study in 2 pH, 5.6 and 3. So the technique we use is flow absorption microcalorimetry. In this method, we have our sample fixed inside the column and draw some solution. We can easily let them to go and touch the surface and draw two thermistors that record all the temperature change inside the column while the solutions are touching the surface. And it's going to give us exothermic peak, endothermic peak of the heat of exchange of reaction. So we can do it in different pH, in different ion ethering and concentration. So this experiment has three parts. The main part is when we inject sulfate on the surface and draw two, and we have the pre-injection part and post-injection part. So I want to start with pre-injection part. We have our solid. We flow sodium chloride on the surface. It gets us the baseline. When we are sure that our surface is saturated with chloride, we switch it to nitrate. So if you do that, the nitrate goes and kicks out all the chloride from the surface, and it gives us an exothermic peak. Then when the surface is saturated with nitrate, we inject chloride again, and chloride goes, kicks out all the nitrate, and it gives us endothermic peak. So we want to obtain a baseline characterization of this process before the introduction of sulfate, because chloride and nitrate works as a proxy to understand it, and it gives us this chance to understand the surface reactivity of free hydride. So let's look at the result of this part is pre-injection. Let's look at the result of pre-injection peak. As you can see, we have exothermic peak of nitrate, endothermic peak of chloride, and with increasing aluminium concentration, we have more calorimetric signal. You can see for 0, 12, and 24 for both nitrate and chloride. So it is for pH 5.6, but in pH 3 also we can see the same trend, increasing aluminium, increasing calorimetric signal, means that the amount of reactive site increased with increasing aluminium content. So there are some study in literature that that says that with increasing aluminium, the point of zero charge shift up. So, and it gives more surface side for free hydride for anions. So, if we want to compare the heat of exchange for both chloride and nitrate in for two different pH, as you can see, with increasing aluminium, we have more heat of exchange, and also with decreasing pH, we have more heat of exchange. So let's talk about the main part, injection part. We have our chloride nitrate on the surface. We inject sulfate. Sulfate also has an exothermic peak, replacing chloride, and we continue flowing sulfate to the point that we have equilibrium constant, and at this time we start to collect all the effluents coming out from the system to be able to mass balance for sulfate at the end of the experiment. So we call this part injection part. The result of injection part, with increasing aluminium again, we have more the area under the peak, more colorimetric signal, and this is for pH 5.6. In pH 3, we again see the same trend. So the only thing I should mention is that for 24% aluminium prehydride, we couldn't get that peak because it dissolved at pH 3. Means with increasing aluminium, the solubility increases. So in this table, you can find all the numbers for our experiment, but I want to show you the sulfate absorbed, energy of sulfate, and using these two, we can end up with the enthalpy. So which increasing again with increasing aluminium and decreasing pH. So with increasing aluminium concentration and decreasing pH, we have more sulfate absorption, more energy of sulfate interaction with free hydride, and also enthalpy of sulfate interaction with free hydride surface increases. So now we can talk about the post-injection part. If after injection, when we are sure that the surface is occupied with sulfate, we inject chloride again, because we want to compare chloride nitrate before injection and after injection. So if we flow chloride in the system, you can see the reduction in the size of chloride peak, because the surface now after injection is saturated with sulfate and it doesn't have enough side to be absorbed. So then we have reduction in the size of nitrate. If we continue doing chloride nitrate, we can get to the point, the pre-injection size. So it means that as we flow chloride nitrate, we have our sulfate coming out the system. So we call this part post-injection. We already have pre-injection and injection part. So again, this figure shows you the reduction in the size. You have peak before injection, the red one, and the blue is the first peak right after the injection. And you can see the impact of sulfate on the surface on chloride nitrate peak before and after injection. So again, if we continue doing our experiment and doing chloride nitrate after injection, we can get most of the sulfate, all of them out in 0% aluminium free hydride. But it is different for 24 aluminium free hydride. As you can see, in 24 aluminium free hydride, we cannot get out sulfate from the surface. Okay. Let's look at this one more time. So we, after injection, we run chloride. So majority of sulfate comes out with the first chloride after injection. So then we call this reversible pool. So then we have the peak right after the first chloride to the point that there is no change in the magnitude of peak, we called it a slow reversible pull. And then the difference between the magnitude of the last peak after injection and the peak before injection, we called it absolute irreversible pull. So based on this figure, we can say that with increasing aluminium, we have more irreversibility. So with decreasing pH, this irreversibility increases. So we can consider it because of the change of the type of bonding with increasing aluminium. So if we do spectroscopy, we can see that the type of bonding in for aluminium for different aluminium concentration would be different. So let's summarize my talk. So we know that ion exchange on free hydride surface is strongly correlated to different concentration of aluminium and varied pH. So then increasing aluminium and decreasing pH means increase the energetic of chloride, nitrate and sulfate and absorption of sulfate on the surface, and then more molar enthalpy. So with increasing aluminium and decreased pH, we have more irreversibility. It means that the type of bonding between our ligand and free hydride is different with the amount of aluminium concentration and different pH. So this project is funded with National Science Foundation. I want to thank them, and also Virginia Tech University, especially Nano Earth Center. So for doing some characterization, and especially also Georgia State University, and my advisor, Dr. Nadine Kavinji, who is here. Thank you. Thank you all.
Okay, we have a couple minutes for questions.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a question I don't know the answer to, so I'm just curious, because for phosphate,